in now 2,700 miles from the moon.
Apollo 10, you know, you often heard of the nursery rhyme about the man in the moon. We didn't see one. There was three men around the moon, and pretty soon we hope that there's three men, probably will be two men on the moon, one circling, but as far as seeing a man in the moon directly, we just didn't see it this time, over.
Okay, Tom, thank you.
And we were looking, too.
Yeah, Roger.
If there were any people down there, they'd have a lot of rocks to play with.
It won't be long now. It's going to be defense day. You'll be there with a big red, white, blue American flag on it, though.
Roger that.
Houston, for just a quick break here, we want to be able to show you as we're slowing down now as we leave the moon. You've seen a fantastic sight. We want to just take you inside the cockpit, say hello for a minute, and then when we come back out, we should be able to see it, really get a better view of the moon there with respect to having a whole sphere, over.
Okay, mighty fine. We're standing by, Tom. Okay, your picture's coming in real good, real clear.
Hello, everybody.
So, well, the view outside is fantastic. Inside here, you look like about three scroungy characters, but we really feel great. And it's been a fantastic trip. Over.
Roger, Tom.
Roger.
You guys looking mighty good in there.
Roger, you got any color on us in here?
Roger that. The color's real good inside.
Well, we feel great. We felt great ever since liftoff, and it's been a fantastic voyage. In just a minute, we'll turn the camera around and show you John. Over.
Roger. Who's winning the beer growing contest in there?
Well, I don't don't know. For sure, John's got the mustache one. I don't know about the beard.
I'm the baby of the group, Joe.
Okay. Here, I'll show you John.
John's got a little blue ink on his fingers.
I was writing a letter and I broke my pen. Does it show up in living color?
Open your hand up again. Yeah, it sure does.
How about that? Well, you can see we're pretty happy. You see we're pretty happy about this whole business.
Roger that. Sure looks good to see you again.
We got your message on the blue dye, John.
All right, you gotta watch when you ride a lot with blue pins. And we're gonna take you back outside now and show you the moon as we see it, over.
And we have a view from 3,000 miles. John, I hope to someday.
Apollo 10, it appears that the tube... Roger, Joe. Houston, it appears that the tube is starting to saturate when I go to full zoom. And then it's gathering in too much light. It's coming back normal from the sun's rays. Are you getting that on your screen, over?
No, we're still getting a real good picture down here, Tom.
Okay, I'll go back to full zoom and just hold it there for a little bit.
Joe, I always believe that nothing is impossible, and now I'm convinced of it, and I hope that what we're doing here and what's going to go on in the future is going to be something that's going to be a betterment to all mankind. I'm convinced of that.
Roger that.
How does your picture look now? Are you saturated all over?
Roger, we're starting to get saturated now, Tom.
Okay, it appears probably when I go to the wide angle, not to zoom it, that it starts to saturate a little bit, so I'll keep it down the lower at this time.
Roger, it's a whole lot better now.
Now we can really start to notice near the horizon how rugged it is. You see the little peaks sticking up on it? Over.
Roger, we can pick those out.
Okay, Houston, the moon is, as we move away, it's at our velocity slows down. The moon is starting to grow less in diameter relative as far as our visual view. So what we'll do is terminate the TV now, then we'll bring it back on in a little while after we get squared away here and show you a little bit better distance view. Over.
Okay, mighty fine, Tom.
Okay, and this is Apollo 10 signing off for a while. We'll be back in about 30 or 40 minutes and see how it looks then. Over.
Okay, 10, this is Houston. We'd like to dump the tape now, and we'd like to keep the high gain antenna while we do that.
Yes, sir. Will this attitude be okay, Joe?
Roger, that'll be fine.
At the conclusion of that television transmission, Apollo 10 was about 3,390 nautical miles from the moon. The trans-Earth injection maneuver, which started the spacecraft back to Earth, as you heard early in the television transmission, was very close to nominal. The maneuver is targeted to bring Apollo 10 back to Earth at a ground elapsed time of 192 hours, 4 minutes, or just 4 minutes, 8 days and 4 minutes after liftoff from Cape Kennedy. At the present time, the spacecraft is traveling at a speed of 6,046 feet per second, and we show 3,436 nautical miles from the moon.
There's no restraint on the thermal world.
Okay, real fine. Thank you, Joe. Over. Thank you.